I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Monday, July the 5th. I thought I was back from vacation tomorrow. It turns out we're actually traveling all around in time to record a top 10 kickers and punters episode with, of course, the one, the only, John Breach. Breach, you have another episode in the feed today. It's Breach Day. Happy Breach Day to you, buddy.
Well, what happened is that Brinson heard that I took over as podcast host on July 5th and I want to do all special teams. So he rushed back from vacation and demanded to be a part of the ranking the top kickers and punters, which we're doing right now. But earlier today, I got to talk to Lee Johnson. If you don't know who he is, he's an 18-year NFL veteran who used to punt for the Bengals, the Oilers, the Browns, and the New England Patriots. And it was a fun, fascinating conversation that we had. He was in his hotel room in Greece. You might not know Lee's name, but he has played a big part in NFL history. He's the reason Tom Brady wears number 12. If you want to find out why, you'll have to listen to the podcast. He is also part of the reason why Bill Belichick loves left-footed punters. He was Belichick's first left-footed punter, and then Belichick stuck with the left-footed punter for 19 seasons before Jake Bailey became the starter. So it was a fun talk. He rehashed all his days with New England, and definitely listen.
All right, let's dive into it. This is going to be a break-free pod. It's going to be short. Top 10 punters and kickers. Coach rankings coming up tomorrow. We talk all 32 NFL coaches with Cody Benjamin, myself, and Breach. Or maybe we'll do a break. I was lying about that. Anywho, let's start with the top 10 kickers. Should I just read all these 10 and we talk about them? You don't want to do one? Do we want to do one by one? What do you think?
No. We can read all the 10 and then we'll kind of hit the You go ahead. You want me to read all 10? You want to read all 10?
Read all 10. That way I can contribute in some way to this podcast. Daniel Carlson of the Raiders. 9th, Young Ho Koo of the Falcons. 8th, Will Lutz of the Saints. 7th, Jason Sanders of the Dolphins. Recent extension. 6th, Jason Myers of the Seahawks. 5th, Mason Crosby of the Packers. 4th, Josh Lambeau of the Jaguars. 3rd, Chris Boswell of the Steelers. 2nd, Harrison Butker of the Chiefs. And number 1, Justin Tucker of the Ravens. Like a lot of these, it's almost feels like 1 and 2 is always easy.
Yeah, you know, it does. And the crazy thing is some people thought that maybe this is the year Justin Tucker wouldn't be in first. And, you know, we share these rankings on Instagram. And I didn't know that the kicker rankings were so popular on Instagram. You know, it doesn't get quite the clicks as a quarterback or coaches rankings. But, man, people leave their opinions. There was like 700 comments. I kind of read through them. If you left a comment on Instagram, I probably saw it because there was some serious divisiveness. And I think one thing that people wanted to know was Jason Myers from the Seahawks. He hit 100% of his kicks this year. That is 24 of 24. And the reason that is kind of crazy and the reason why people want to know why he wasn't number one is because he was only the 3rd kicker in NFL history who attempted 20 or more field goals and made them all. And so also these weren't easy field goals. He was the only kicker in the NFL last season who had a field goal of 60 yards or longer. So we're talking about, there's only one 61 yard field goal, Brent. Remember the rules we were talking about, how a 60 yarder should be worth 5 points. That's why it's only one kick the whole season. And so the reason Jason Myers is not number one.
You rewarded him with a number 6 spot.
Exactly.
Guy makes 100% of his kicks and he's six overall.
How do you get up to the top spot if you are? And like, you know, we've talked about these rankings all the time. This is not based on the 2020 season. That plays a big part in it, but we are talking about the track record. We're talking about clutch kicks. We're talking about what's your extra point percentage. You know, back in 2014, every kicker was 99.9% or 100%. And now you have kickers that struggle to make extra points because they're not easy. Jason Myers is one of them. He was 92.5% on his PATs, which isn't ideal. You know, the Seahawks, that's one of the reasons you look at it, final score of a Seahawks game. It's always something crazy, like 32 to 20, or 20 is not even crazy, but 37, 32, something like that. It's because someone misses an extra point or there's a 2-point conversion or a safety. There's just always wackiness happen. So that is why Myers with six struggled a little bit an extra point and doesn't have a career long track record. Justin Tucker and Harrison Butker both have that long track record of just being clutch kickers. You know, one field goal I know you remember watching, Brinson, was the Browns-Ravens game, that crazy Monday night game. It just went back and forth. And all of a sudden, and that was in week 14, the Ravens send Justin Tucker. It's 42-42. And the Ravens send Justin Tucker out for a 55-yard field goal in Cleveland in December. There is probably three kickers who can hit that under those conditions. But as soon as Justin Tucker went out there, everybody knew it was over. He wasn't going to miss that kick. And so he crushed it. The rest of the list, I would say, you know, there's a couple names. Young Wei Koo.
The list is sort of designed like, who do you want to be your kicker?
Yes. Just a kicker draft. If you had to pick a kicker for your team in a game tomorrow, who do you want? And I would think that if you talk to NFL general managers, I would think that 80 or 90% of them would take Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Well, and the other thing too, you know, you have Chris Boswell at third. And I think a lot of people would say, I mean, is he really that good? He's made 94% of his kicks the last 2 years, and he's doing it in Pittsburgh too, which is kind of crazy. And sometimes with kickers, you just have this aberration. Except kicking is partial luck and you know, distance, hold. It's not entirely, even though it's on your own foot, it's not entirely, you know, you're in your control. And so I think for Tucker, for Boswell, that 2018 season looks like an aberration. And he's just been a guy who's made 88% of his kicks kicking for the Steelers in one of the hardest places to kick over the course of 6 years.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I also took that into account. You know, if your percentage is slightly lower, but you're kicking in a tougher environment, you know, any northern city, Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, those cities are not easy to kick in, especially if they have natural grass. I mean, we always see the chunks flying up at Heinz Field versus, you know, if you're kicking indoors, that's obviously the most ideal conditions. If you're kicking in Miami, you have warm weather year round. So you have to kind of figure out how to weigh those discrepancies. And like you said, Boswell's a really good example. Steelers fans wanted him cut after the 2018 season. He had the lowest field goal percentage in the NFL that year. I think it was like 65%. Then he bounced back and he's been top five in field goal percentage each of the past two seasons. So that year kind of ended up being an anomaly. And that's what you see with kickers. You see that, you know, mentally they might collapse. They might have one bad season and a team might hang on and then they can rebound like Boswell did, or they can never play again like a guy like Blair Walsh. The only other thing I will say right here is that unless you want to ask a specific question,
how's Will Lutz so low?
Will Lutz, you know, what's funny is that Will Lutz struggled last year and he's kind of in the Chris Boswell situation this year where he was in my top four last year. He dropped to eight. And, you know, if he struggles again in 2021, he's off the list, but if he bounces back, then you can move him up higher. And you know, I think that is one guy kind of similar to Chris Boswell. Graham Gano was actually one I got a lot of comments about, and that is one snub. If I could do it over, I would probably put Daniel Carlson in the honorable mention. You move Young Wei Koo to 10, move Lutz to 9, and put Gano at 8. So all you Graham Gano fans, I heard you. I keep all my kicking statistics, and Gano was injured for part of, I think, the 2019 season.
Yes.
So he got a little bit.
He didn't play at all in 2019.
Yeah, he didn't play at all in 2019. And so, I kind of keep the numbers. It's like,
rolling.
Right, exactly. So that kind of threw it off. And so Gano should absolutely be in the top 10. That is one snub I actually felt bad about. But that was it. There is, I got a couple texts and tweets about Ryan Succop. But Suckup struggled with extra points over the past few years, even though he's literally the
best.
You got
a couple of text and tweets or just like people
tweets texting? and
DMs and
yeah.
Okay. I was like, who's texting you? Where's Suckup?
Maybe my dad. How'd you leave Suckup off the list? But Suckup literally is one of the best postseason kickers in NFL history. He's never missed a field goal in the postseason, which is unheard of because the pressure, kickers are always missing. But he struggled with extra points and he struggles from mid range, like 43 yards and longer. So that is why Suckup didn't crack the top 10, even though if I was ranking these guys based on just their ability to make field goals in the playoffs, he probably is top five. So,
All right, that's the kickers. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, reaches top 10 punters.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Do the punters get as much heat as the kickers?
You know, what's funny is last year, Johnny Hecker, you know, we had our social team tweeting out the rankings and Johnny Hecker responded on Twitter. And I don't think he was a fan of the rankings, but he didn't say which part he thought was overranked or what he thought was wrong. So I'd actually be interested and hearing a punter's opinion. Thomas Moore said was number one last year, not on the list this year because he's not on a team. And I didn't rank anyone who wasn't on a team because, you know, if you're not on a team.
I didn't Thomas Moore said follow you on Twitter because of
this ranking? Well, he didn't. So he probably thought, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about because he got me at number one. And so, you know, punters see these lists because, you know, there's not a lot of kicker and punter rankings out there. So some like them, some don't. That's how it goes. That's how life goes, Brinson.
That is, yeah. Sometimes people like stuff. Sometimes people don't like stuff. looking at the punters, number 10, Sam Kirk of the Ravens. Number 9, Mitch Wishnowski of the 49ers. 8, Jack Fox of the Lions. 7, Corey Bajorquez of the Rams. 6, wait, the Rams have two guys on here?
The Rams do have two. That's going to be a fun twist we'll talk about in a second.
6, Brett Kern, Titans. 5, Johnny Hecker of the Rams. 4, Logan Cook of the Jaguars. Jaguars special teams looking pretty good. 3, Jake Bailey of the Patriots. 2, Tress Way of Washington football team. And number 1, Michael Dixon of the Seahawks. Who is the toughest guy to leave off this list?
There is a – I would have liked Morstead to sign so I could get him on a hate having not having a guy who was number one last year. But again, you know, like if he doesn't end up signing with anyone, he's not playing. You know, you can't have a top 10 punter who's not actually in the NFL. But there wasn't really, there's a couple guys down like in the 8, 9, 10 area that I probably, you know, you could make an argument for, whether that is, Kevin Huber with the Bengals is one. I think he was number 10 last year. Brian Anger, the Texans got rid of him. I think he was on the list last year and he signed with the Cowboys. So there are two or three. I actually thought this list was a little bit easier because I felt like the top 10 punters are there's probably only 12 guys that I would have
been tough to really narrow it down. All right, well, talk to me about the Rams and the two punters here. How do I not realize that?
So this is a crazy situation because Bjorquez was one of the best punters in the NFL last year. He averaged 50.8 yards per punt. And I'm like, that's not, you know, like punting, there's net punting average, there's hang time.
He averaged the most yards per punt of anybody in the NFL.
Right. That's just really simplifying it. But so he averaged 50.8. That was the fourth highest of all time.
Wow.
Like in NFL history. And so it seemed like he had such a good year that it would have been a no brainer for the Bills to keep him. But they got rid of him. They said, all right, Corey, thanks for being out here. That was fun. And Buffalo's not an easy town to kick in. Like Buffalo, yeah. Cold weather, you know, you want someone you can trust. You want someone who can continuously catch snaps, not have their punts blocked. And you know, that's not an easy environment to go into. I think they signed, who did they sign? Matt Hack from the Dolphins.
Yeah. That's crazy. The guy led the league in yards per punt. He's a lefty and they got rid of him for Hack, who's also a lefty.
They let him walk in free agency. And so now
he was a restricted free agent, so they could have tendered him too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's, I would love to know the Bills exact line of you know, there's things they say publicly, but I'd love to know what they were thinking. as far as making that move. And so I'd also love to know what the Rams are thinking, because here you have, you know, Les Snead saying, hey, look, one of the top punters in the NFL was available. And Johnny Hecker, for his part, he's fifth here. I think he was second or third last year. He had arguably the worst season of his career, but he's been so good that his worst season is as good as most top 15 guys, you know, above average season. So it's not like he had a bad year. I think there was one game where he pinned, I want to say maybe they were playing the Bears. Yeah. In week 7, he put 5 punts inside of Chicago's 10-yard line, where he pinned them inside their own 10. That's insane. And so he still has the talent, but he fell off a little bit. And so I think the Rams thought was, all right, well, we've never really had any strong competition for Hecker. Let's bring someone in. And so, you know, you don't get exciting training camp battles at the punter position too often, but this is like, I want daily updates. I want someone live blocking this competition.
I'm like, kind of zoned out. I'm reading like stories about Corey Bjorkes, which I didn't expect to be doing on July 5th, 2021. So the top four, like how variable do you think this is? And is there a huge gap between Dixon and everybody else, or Dixon away and everybody else?
No, I think when I started, I actually had Tress White at number one. He's number two right now, but I did a little more research. I gave Dixon the nod just because he's been so ridiculously good, over the past few years. If you read the story, I mentioned that, since 2018, so over the past 3 seasons, he's had the most punts that have landed inside the 10-yard line. He's done that 41 times, and that's what you want. If you can pin an opponent deep, that lowers their chances of scoring. You get a 3-and-out, you know, all of a sudden you're playing on a short field. He also has the most punts where they pin an opponent inside the 5-yard line. He's done that 15 times since 2018. That's the most of any punter in the NFL over that span. So he has just been deadly, you know, putting it down there, the old coffin corner where you're just trying to stick someone inside the 10 or inside the 5. And so Michael Dixon has been so good, and he hasn't been in the league long. And, you know, Australian punters are taking over the league because Dixon's Australian. He's number one. Mitch Wishnowsky, also on this list, is number 9. And I think there's another punter. I think Cameron Johnston is Australian. He's not on this list.
Well, you know, there was a
huge run
on, I don't know. I mean, you might know this. I don't know if you know this or not, but like there's this huge run on colleges bringing in Australian punters. And that's sort of how they infiltrated the NFL, is because these colleges could bring these older guys in who had experience and good legs. And, you know, in college, you don't want to depend on like bad special teams. You know, college kickers are a problem, but there's this like pipeline of Australian punters that was coming into college for a while. Cause one of them was at Carolina, I remember, under Larry Fedora. I think that's why these Australian punters have sort of infiltrated the NFL now.
Well, and that makes sense because, you know, if you're the NFL and you're thinking about signing, you see this guy booming it and he's in Australia, you don't want to take a risk, especially if he's never played football before. Yeah. You know, he might be playing, you know, rugby down there, Australian rules football, but you put him on a football field, he has to catch the football from 15 yards away multiple times. Right. You want to make sure he can do that first. So, you know, we always talk about is the perfect minor league system for football, but really with these Australian punters, because look, you have 3 out of 32 punters are Australian. I think we're only going to see more with the success of Wishnowsky, who is the 49ers punter. Cameron Johnson's with the Texans now. He was with the Eagles, so he took Brian Anger's spot, and Anger's now with the Cowboys. Another one I want to mention is Jack Fox with the Lions. Oh, Foxy. Mm. He was a rookie. He was easily the best rookie punter last season. You know, you don't see rookie punters just kick the crap out of the ball, for lack of a better term, but that's exactly what Jack Fox did. He was number 2 in net yards per punt. He was number 3 in yards per punt. Huge booming leg, and he plays indoors in Detroit. He might be the punter there for the next 15 years. So he's someone who I think will be ranked higher. And, you know, maybe if Bjorkes beats out Johnny Hecker, I'll have to move him up on the list too.
Oh, Bjorkes. Now my new favorite offseason player.
You have to get a Bjorkes jersey if he makes a team, Brinson.
That's right. Exactly. all right, Breach. Any more thoughts on the punters or?
That is, you know, I love the punter theme from today. Lee Johnson, again, that was a fun talk earlier, and, you know, punted in the NFL for 18 years. You know, and it's fun to talk about the punters because they don't get a lot of love. But as Rich Eisen says, punters are people too, which is why Brinson devoted 15 minutes to them on our podcast.
Exactly. All right, Breach. Great stuff as always, buddy. Good to have me back from vacation. Thanks for holding down the fort while I was gone. Great stuff on Punters and Kickers. Check out Breach with me and Cody Benjamin tomorrow on the Top Coaches Rankings. See you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.